Ready? Gaundy and Maz. The Hit Breakfast
Show. Through.
Yay! It's time for Toddler Tales.
Who knows who's next? If you're Australian, you're in with a chance. She loves.
Look out, bachelors.
She loves the Aussie dudes, though, right, Miley?
Well, she
loves
them. Out of all the lovers she's had, two of them have been Australian. I don't know what percentage that is.
That's a high percentage, is what that is.
I think it's a low percentage because I think she's been with a lot of people.
Oh, okay. I know two of them are Australians.
Only
so two. A percentage.
Out of the, many.
You do you, Miley.
You know, she's doing everyone. That's what she's doing.
Go get it, girl.
Hey,
when they have kids, they might be able to get involved in this on 13 10 60.
We love our children with all of our hearts, but man, they're hard work when they're about two or three.
Yeah.
Far out.
If you've got a toddler tale for us, we want to hear from you at 13 10 60. You can text them through as well. 0800 18 900 is the text line number.
Hey, Adele, can you tell us your toddler tale?
Yeah, over the holidays, I was taking my grandchildren to the pool.
How old are your grandkids?
2, 5, and 7.
Well, that's a lot.
Handful.
Congratulations on being a grandma, by the way.
Oh, that's not all of them. There's heaps more of them.
How'd you go with these three?
Good. And when it was time to get out of the pool, I said to the little fella, come on, let's go, the two-year-old. And he said no. And I said, well, Grammy's going. And he said, dum, 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 all the way out of the pool. Just kept calling me dumb.
Oh.
He didn't want to leave.
Ouch.
Just pointing at you the whole way out,
dumb,
like the walk
dumb,
of shame.
Dumb,
he needed
dumb.
The bell. He needed the bell as he walked out with you. Dumb, 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 dumb. Dumb.
Oh, that's great.
And so do you walk a little bit quicker to get away from that kid or what do you do in that situation?
No, I just kept walking and smiling. Thought it was funny.
It's pretty funny. I think you've got to have a bit of a sense of humour in those moments.
Don't know that kid. Don't know who he's with. Thanks for your call, Adele.
Thanks, babe.
No worries.
All right, 13 10 60 is our number. If you've got one this morning, looks like Tony from Blacktown might have one for us on the phones here this morning. We're going to get Tony on the air. What's going on with Big Tone?
I don't know.
This morning. All right. Well, wait, here we go. Let's go, Tony. Good morning, Tony.
Hello.
Morning, guys.
Hey, your toddler tale, please, Tony.
Well, my five-year-old, she was just learning to crawl and crossed the floor, no problem, all good. Hit the wall, couldn't go any further and absolute meltdown.
Oh, no.
It's like the Truman Show for a toddler. Got to the edge and couldn't break through.
Yeah, but looked at me like it was my fault.
Of course it's your fault.
Talk me through the meltdown. That's what I'm always interested in. How far did we go? What happened?
She actually has been diagnosed with autism since, so it was pretty brutal.
Right.
Oh, wow, man. Whoa. That's intense.
Tears hit the wall, looking at me like, Dad, come on.
And they look at you with these, like, this look of, why can't you fix this for me? Yeah. And you're like, honey, it's a wall.
So we don't have the answers. Yeah. We might be adults, but we don't.
Think we know everything, though.
Hey.
Trending right now. Hit.com.au.
So I asked the question, what do our Prime Minister Scott Morrison and the one and only Tom Cruise have in common? And it is that the song Danger Zone is their walk-on music.
I love this video of ScoMo.
I don't know.
This is great.
Scott Morrison requested this from the RAAF. I hope that he did. I hope he was like, I'll come to the Hunter Valley and I'll do a tour of the RAAF base and I'm going to announce this defence announcement about our fighter jets. But when I get there, I'm going to walk out onto that tarmac and I want you to play Danger Zone.
It does make him look cooler.
So cool.
Playing it twice, though, I don't know was necessary.
Well, ScoMo was running late, so the guy who was doing the sound, whoever the sound guy is at the RAAF in the Hunter Valley, he had to play the song twice to make it all line up and work. But still, that's what ScoMo has in common with Tom Cruise, by the way, if you didn't get it, because Tom Cruise starred in Top Gun, and that is on the soundtrack. It's probably the only song anyone remembers from the soundtrack of
Top
Gun. I
feel like that song does make you cooler. You know, you just add that to anything and it sort of does. I mean,
that and a pair of aviators. Yeah. And man, you look so suave.
Hard not to laugh at ScoMo with it though as he walks in.
I mean, you
with
see
the plane there
the
and
photo
the song.
I've seen this morning of ScoMo so sitting good. In a fighter jet with he's just doing a thumbs up.
Yeah.
Ding ding.
Bit of this going on. But what we wanted to do this morning, because everyone wants that moment of an entry song, don't they? You know?
It's something you see in the movies all the time. And then, you know what? Sometimes the movies can play out in real life. It did for Scott Morrison yesterday. 131060, we want to know, like, if you could choose a song to have play when you walk into a room. Like, you walk on song. What is the song going
to
be?
Well, you see it a lot in sport as well, you know. People that are walking out to fight.
That's
will walk
right.
Out
like
to a pump up song.
Teams that run out onto the field, they have songs and sometimes fireworks that go off when they enter the stadium.
131060, we'll play your song and $200 at D-Shop as well.
Oh,
for the best one this morning. Pick your tune.
I'm going to have to ask you.
Well,
Gaundy,
have
you
tough.
Got a song that, like, you go, you know what? If every time I walked into a room, they played this song, it really just
sums me up. I've got a couple here.
I've got a couple.
Well, I want you to decide what you think suits me best.
Because you can't choose.
I can't choose.
And what a shock. Gaundy cannot make a decision.
No, I've picked a couple here that I think work for me.
Let's hear it.
All right, let's say I walk into the room, right?
And?
Gaundy's here. I don't know what you heard about me. Bit of Fitty, P-I-M-P. Does that sort of go with my vibes that I put out there?
N-O.
Ah, okay. Well, this is why I'm flagging them with you. What about this one? Say I walk into the room and then a bit of Alex Lloyd. I think that works for me.
Okay.
I do amazing things.
This song existed.
Behind the radio panel, I do amazing things.
That I'm leaning more towards it's than P-I-M-P.
Okay. So I don't mind. I think Alex Lloyd probably suits me more than P-I-M-P.
The only thing with that is that my name, Maz, is in the word amazing.
Oh, yeah, it
so
is
you
too.
Feel like, I don't know, have you got a third option? I'm guessing there's a third.
Oh, maybe just like, here's Gaundy in there. Back in black, baby. Ready to go.
You're wearing a blue shirt and grey pants.
Black hat on, black hoodie.
But
this is a
everything
pump
else
track.
Is not.
Gaundy's back, you know. He's been here before.
Let's workshop this
He's
off air.
He's back again.
Back from where? Where did you go?
I'm not sure. I've been lost. And now I'm here and I'm back and I'm cranking AC/DC, baby. I like it. What's yours, Compton? Give us yours.
Oh, mine has to be NWA, straight out of Compton. There's no other song. It's my name in the song.
Definitely works.
And I'm so gangster, so.
Well, look, we're getting some great suggestions on 131060, so we'll give you your moment.
Let's do it.
To have a walkout tune.
Gaundy and Maz.
Yeah, because I think people think about this for their whole entire lives. And then this is the opportunity that you have to make something in your head become a reality.
You can live it out. Now, ScoMo didn't choose to do this yesterday, but it fit perfectly, I feel.
I secretly hope that he did email the RAAF and be like, hey, guys, when I walk in to like do the announcement about the Defence Force and stuff, can you just play Danger Zone?
By Kenny Loggins. That's what we want. And as he walks in, you kind of just, it feels like slow motion. I mean, it just looks like he's walking slow-mo to
slow-mo,
the planes.
Not ScoMo.
Slow-mo for ScoMo. This is a perfect entry song for that situation. We're giving you the chance this morning now. Just before we get to our callers, you pick one for me, Maz. You reckon this is for me? Because I gave you Alex Lloyd amazing because I do amazing things.
But it's a bit of a like ballady kind. You're not a ballady kind of guy.
Yeah, you know, I walk in, I do amazing things behind the radio panel.
Like, vanilla.
But I walk into the door and this just is amazing. I gave you P-I-M-P because that's just sort of my vibes.
Doesn't resonate at all.
You've got one for me that you've selected for me.
I feel like you are always trying to fight for your right to party, Gaundy.
You gotta fight for your right.
Yes. I could get amped up on this.
This is a good song for you. You
Definitely.
Walk into the room, you're the party. party guy. You bring the vibes.
Yeah, man. I'm a party animal. You know me, Maz.
You are.
I go nuts, man. Like,
you're a party animal disguised as a really chilled out, casual, laid back dude.
I went, you know, yesterday, Super Bowl and a trivia night in one day.
Fighting for your right to party constantly, Gaundy. That's definitely your walk on song.
Thanks, Maz.
That's all right.
Let's go to Mel on 131060. So, Mel, how this is going to work, because we're living this out for you, is we're going to say you've entered the room.
Yes.
You just say whatever you need to say, and then we're going to play your tune. So, here we go. Mel from the Central Coast has just walked in.
Hey, Melissa.
Now, you say something,
now you
Mel.
Say hi.
Hey, guys.
Hey. Here she is.
Mel is in the house. You are simply the best, Mel.
I am, I feel.
I feel.
And is that the simple reason for this song? You just want to make a statement that you've entered the room, you are the best.
Most definitely, yes.
Yeah. This just reminds me of football, this song, though, now.
Yeah, NRL.
I know it's Tina Turner, but...
It's a song of the ad for ages,
for
right?
Ages.
I feel like we need these
great
for
tune.
People at their workplaces when they just walk into, like, Mel walks into the meeting and all of a sudden it's just
bang. But
then,
like, if you've got 20 people in the meeting, that's a lot of music.
Okay, hopefully this next one runs a little smoother than Mel's entry.
Okay, got Danny.
Danny from Coffs has just entered the room.
There's no question in what you're waiting for.
Bit of Gwen Stefani, can't go wrong.
That's a good tune too.
So people have just been, they've been waiting for you to enter, Danny.
You are the answer to everyone's question problem.
I am that committed. I have lyrics tattooed on me.
Oh, you have a tattoo of this on you?
Yeah.
Good on you.
Wow, that is commitment. Have you ever found yourself in a position in life where you've been able to enter the room via that tune?
Yeah, my party.
Seriously?
Yes.
So you had a party, this was playing, and you entered?
Yeah.
I love that.
That's so cool.
All right, well, thanks for sharing it with us.
Good one, babes.
And the people of New South Wales.
Okay, we've got Rebecca in orange.
This will be a good one.
Okay, Rebecca.
Rebecca.
We're going to announce you.
Go for it, Maz.
She has entered the room, the one, the only from orange. It's Rebecca.
There's people in here?
Oh, there's people in here.
It's a really different approach, but I love where your head is at, babe, because I think the same sometimes.
Oh, that is so brutally honest.
There's too many people. Like, I don't even want to be in this room.
Oh, Rebecca and Orange, that is a standing ovation from me.
Babe. That is really how a lot of people feel when they walk into a lot of rooms.
No. There's people in here. All right,
great.
Let's wrap this thing up with Jack.
A junior burger.
Okay, so please do the honours, Maz. Jack has entered the room. He's picked his tune. He's 13 years old.
All the way from Norahead, we have 13-year-old Jack this morning.
Hey, guys. I'm bringing sexy
back. Yeah, Jack. Yeah, man.
Jack.
Hi.
Is this the song that you want played when you walk into a room because Jack rhymes with sexy back?
Yes, that is. Right.
Jack.
Yours is a rhyming thing.
And how are you bringing sexy back? Do tell me.
I feel like that's
I need the secret. I need the secret. He's bringing it back. What are you doing?
I'm just being myself, and shout out to Pete and Harry because they think they're sexier, but they always know I'm going to win that.
There you go. Jack's got the proof, baby.
Shout outs, man.
That's just shout outs on the radio. He's bringing sexy back. Nice work, Jack.
Trending right now. Hit.com.au. Now, Gondi, you watched the Super Bowl yesterday.
Yep, I watched it.
The Buccaneers got up.
They did.
Brady's
Producer,
got his seventh ring.
He does. Maddie's a Chiefs fan. He's not happy, Producer Maddie. So
that's a shame, mate.
He's stinging this morning. But yeah, Tom Brady, too good.
Is he? Okay, I was having this conversation. Sorry, quick sidebar. I'll keep it quick. But I was talking to my husband, Glenn, about this yesterday. Tom Brady, he's got seven things now.
Yep.
Seven things.
Seven
like cup,
rings.
What do they get? A cup? A ring. He's got seven rings. But is he like 43 years old? Like 10 years past what is most professional athletes' prime. He's 43 and slaying the touchdowns. Do they do touchdowns?
Yeah, they do touchdowns. 43. And playing next year too. So going on, 44. I reckon he'll try and crack 50.
He can just keep going. An athletic freak in order to do that, right? It is quite extraordinary.
He looks after his body. He's like got a chef that cooks for him, mate, and he eats the right foods.
You need to.
Yeah,
and they wear all that protective gear, so it's not like they get hurt or anything.
Ooh, that's up for debate if you ask the players.
I mean,
but you're right.
They wear helmets and stuff.
Here in Australia, we're just running out there. They think we're mad here in Australia, but
men play footy and women in Australia.
That's right.
Anyway, sorry, I thought that was super interesting that he's like 43 but just crushing it and like at the peak of his career still.
Apparently quarterbacks do play a touch later into their careers, but 43 and to be at the top of the game is amazing stuff.
Running around, throwing a footy, getting paid millions of dollars, like living the dream.
It is amazing. Some of the boys yesterday when we were watching the game, they're like, oh, how's Giselle? She earns twice the amount as Brady.
Oh, four times, I think. She earns a lot of money.
They were loving all that stuff.
The halftime
show. She's
still at the peak of her career too.
We were talking about that yesterday as well. The weekend, if you missed it. And I know she'll be the death of me. At least we'll both be numb. And she'll always get the best of me. The worst is, I think it's hard to sing live in front of so many people on a football stadium.
Was there an issue with the sound? Because Maria Shriver tweeted that she had the volume up and she couldn't hear The Weeknd.
Yeah, it did look like a guy just sort of running around like a madman on TV, sort of making it up as he went. That was the impression that I got,
So I have read this morning only like super positive reviews.
Really?
Everyone's saying like legendary performance. Thank you for giving like America what we needed. This was the performance we were all hanging out for. Can't wait for concerts to get back. I've read like overwhelmingly positive reviews this morning.
Well, I want to do a single sound review, and I want the people to as well, if you've got one. 131060. We have $70 at Reality Eyewear for your single sound review this morning.
One time to review the thing, and we decide what we think of it.
Okay, so you just have to think about the performance yesterday, 24 minutes of The Weeknd. And what is the sound that conjures up in your brain? That's the sound that we want to hear to review the thing in one sound.
Yeah, I'll give you mine because we don't have time for big, long reviews. I just thought,
And do you think?
I watched it and I physically made that sound. I went,
That's kind of a cringe sound.
Weeknd, what are you doing, man?
Do you think that Pepsi, who spend millions of dollars of their marketing budget on this one performance?
I don't think they're happy.
Do you think that that is the sound that they were trying to elicit in the audience?
Definitely not. See, I compare it to Coldplay, who I thought were very good a couple of years ago. I thought Coldplay killed it.
Okay.
They had all the people come out and perform with them, which was great. I'm sure COVID has something to do with other performers not being able to be there as well.
I go back to Bruno Mars and Beyonce doing a dance-off at the Super Bowl. It was one of my favourite moments
of all time.
But look, I didn't see it, so I don't feel confident enough to make the sound because I'm reading all this positive stuff, but then I'm seeing some negative reviews trickle through as well.
Well, this will be hard for Vanessa because you do talk a lot, Vanessa, but you've only got one sound. Oh, it's not that Vanessa.
Different
okay. Different Vanessa. The other Vanessa talks a lot, but we love that.
There's more than one Vanessa that listens to our show. Stop.
Vanessa, one sound to review the halftime performance. What have you got?
Yeah.
I would say that's fair. I would say, I would say that's pretty fair.
And you're shrugging your shoulders when you make that. You're like,
I am. So. It was okay.
It was okay.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Well, Fergie back next year.
Well, this is the biggest performance of their life, apparently. You want to get it right, don't you?
But I don't think he necessarily got it wrong. We're all talking about it.
That's true.
Everyone's talking about it.
Vanessa, $70 at Reality Eyewear, the go-to sunglasses for the It Girl and Guy, as seen on major celebrities in LA, for your single sound review this morning.
Thanks, Vanessa.
Do we want to go out on a little bit of Fergie singing the national anthem at an NBA game?
So you said that, so this is her performance at an NBA game and it's not poor Fergie.
You haven't heard this yet, have you?
No, I haven't. Okay. I don't follow every single one of Fergie's performances. Sorry, I've got other stuff to do.
Here it is. All right, here we go.
And the rockets red glare, the bombs bursting in air. Get
What do you think? The players are laughing.
Put some beats behind that, man.
What do you think?
I think, okay, to my honest opinion.
Give us a single sound review on Fergie's. No, come on, Maz.
That was okay. Really? She's singing in tune. I think where the issue is that she's dragging it out.
Yeah.
Wind it up, like slay some beats behind it, and you're fine, Fergs.
Yeah.
I didn't think that was terrible.
A bit like us talking about this, really, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, just dragging it out. Dragging it out.
Gaundy and Maz. 3, 2, 1. Okay. Trending right now. Hit.com.au.
Oh my goodness. Holy moly is so entertaining. And our friend Carly, who is on Hit FM in the Central West after us, joins us this morning because she was on Holy Moly last night. Hi, Carly.
Hey, guys.
What was it like for you watching yourself back last night? Because I was on the floor in hysterics watching you.
It was a weird feeling watching myself on telly, that's for sure. But it was actually funny watching my fiance's reaction because he didn't go to the taping. So, and I tried to tell him as little as possible. And he knows me, and we've been together for 10 years, so he knows that I would have made an absolute fool of myself. But he was like, wow, I had the bar pretty high for how foolish you would have been, and you set the bar even higher.
You were so fun to watch. So for people who haven't seen the show, it is a giant obstacle course. It's putt-putt mini golf, and you have to putt the ball, and then you have to attack an obstacle. The obstacle that you attacked is like this spinning rotisserie, like giant rotisserie, a corn on the cob, a prawn, and a sausage all kind of rotating around. And this is the moment that it cracked the commentators up as well. This is the moment.
I'm just going to go.
This is over before it began, I'll be honest.
I want that sausage! It's too much sausage!
I was going to say she's going for the sausage, but she hasn't really gone for anything.
I want that sausage!
She's hanging on for dear life.
Oh my God, I can't believe it! Like, I got it! Oh.
Yeah, that was inevitable.
Carly, man.
Genuine laugh from Rob Riggle is everything. You cracked him up, babe.
Can I just say, though, like, I'm happy that he got a laugh out of me. But in the back of my mind, I'm like, $100,000 is at stake here. And I was, believe it or not, trying to be strategic.
I feel like you need to become sort of sausage ambassador off the back of this, like a sausage influencer or something. You need to work it into your favour. Local butcher there, Central West. I'm not sure, Carly, but
there's got to be something
in this. The sausage is working for you.
Oh, man.
Have a listen to your scream there, too. Just, I want the sausage. I want the sausage.
It was genuine. And the thud was really loud. Did you injure yourself at all? Because it did sound like you really let go of the sausage and fell into the pit of fire.
What they didn't show, and thank God they didn't, because at this point I've embarrassed myself enough.
Oh, no.
I got stuck in the foam pit.
You got stuck in the foam pit. Foam pits are notoriously difficult to navigate out of. So I know difficult. That from gymnastics training.
Honestly, I did have two big bruises from literally gripping that sausage because I thought I could grip and slide, and thank God I didn't, because visually I don't think Australia needed to see that?
You slide on a sausage.
I wish that they did air you trying to get out of that foam pit, though. I mean, that would have been a good time.
That would have been more exhausting than any other element that you had to face on Holy Moly, is getting out of a foam pit.
You know what the worst part is? They have this thing called the voice of God, which I'm not sure where it came from, but it was someone over a loudspeaker that's kind of instructing you what to do next. And over the loudspeaker in front of all the crowd, that kept going, get out of the foam pit! Get out of the foam pit!
I want to see that. I want to hear that. Where's that? Is there a bloopers? Surely there's a Holy Moly bloopers somewhere. Come on, Channel 7.
Oh, my God.
I'm surprised Channel 7 didn't hit me up for the gig. Hey, you got to laugh out of Rob Riggle. That's good.
Yeah,
he was really,
good.
He was loving it, right? Were you surprised by his reaction?
I was, and because it was filmed a while ago, I'd actually forgotten. And in my mind, I don't know why, but in my mind, I had like this warped vision that I was a serious competitor.
You've lost it, Carly.
Oh, my gosh. There was nothing serious. There's nothing serious about Holy Moly in general, babe.
It's a bit of fun.
But
and
you were. Look, you nailed the brief. You were highly entertaining. So good on you.
Didn't make it through. Hey, can you just tell us, because, Maz, you did watch last night, but you didn't see if the guy that you took on, because he made
the final, the DJ,
did he go on to win the night or did he lose the final?
You know what's funny? Like, as soon as your hole's done and, like, they just whisk you off.
Yeah, no, but did you watch the rest of the episode last night? Did you see how far he went? Or you just watched yourself on TV and that was it?
To be honest,
yep.
It's like, you know, when you take a photo and you look at yourself and you're like, oh, that's great. Yep,
I get it,
that.
Babe.
Watched yourself and then you flicked it off, didn't you?
Yeah. So we don't know who won
last
night.
We don't know who won.
It's fine.
Hey, Carly was on the show and that's all that matters. Congrats, mate. Good stuff.
Gaundy and Maz.